Time for a weekly check on to what's happening in the blogosphere from CanadianThinker.com. Here's Freddie P. on MacArthur in the Morning on AM 980. Frederick, how are you, buddy?
Not bad, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. We have a number of issues to discuss, starting with Sun News TV. You took some calls in the first half hour. Do you think that this is going to be a success, this new Fox News North channel that launches later this afternoon?
I mean, I hope so, because it's broadcasting jobs, and, you know, we're part of the brotherhood, and whenever something like this comes along, yeah, I want it to work, whether you believe in it or not. I mean, it's political slant or leaning, although that still has to be displayed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want it to work as well for those facts that you just mentioned, Freddie, but something inside me tells me this is just not what Canadians want, that for whatever reason, particularly with TV news, that we still like it to be somewhat objective.
Well, how does the CBC survive then? How does the Toronto Star stay in business if we want things to be objective? They're not objective.
Yeah, but I think they have that guise, even though we all know the CBC is left-leaning and liberal. I think there's a lot of people that believe, you know, Peter Mansbridge, the National, and such are very objective, and we seem to still like that Walter Cronkite kind of approach to journalism for the most part.
Well, I guess we'll see. I know Fox News Channel does very well in Canada because people are entertained by it, although it seems Canadians are more entertained by American politics than they are Canadian politics. But remember, my friend, it always comes back to this. It's called an on-off switch, and I think it's great that Sun TV is going to be on the air, and if they lean too far right and Canada doesn't like it, they will not survive. But I think a good portion of their viewership is going to come from people that hate them. You know, it's that whole train wreck thing, that whole Howard Stern theory where, oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it so much, I can't stop listening.
Yeah, as they used to say, those who like Stern listen for 20 minutes, those who hate him listen for 45.
Well, this is what I think. To be honest, I mean, I've been thinking a lot, Jeff, about maybe sending somebody down there at Sun TV a note to see if Canadian Thinker might fit in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just let the cat out of the bag.
All right, well, moving along here, a new poll out this morning, and the rough sketch is that the NDP is on a bit of a surge. They're on the move, actually outpacing the Liberals in some areas here. Ignatieff and the Liberals are holding steady with their support levels of 2008, which is to say, not great, not doing that well, and Harper's still got a big lead, but really not in majority territory. What do you make of this new poll out today with the 2 weeks left in the election, Freddie?
I think really at the end of the day it's bad news for Harper. It's good news for Ignatieff, because I think a lot of those people who claim they're NDP supporters right now on D-Day are going to just scribble down the Liberal candidate to make sure that Mr. Harper doesn't get his majority. I think that's what's going to happen. So it's going to make, in the end, Ignatieff actually look better than he deserves to look.
So you think there's going to be a real ABC vote, if you will, anything but conservative?
No, I really do. And as much as I would like to see a majority, and forget Stephen Harper, a majority, just to see the country run under a majority to see if we can get more done and see if we could be more productive that way, I really don't think it's going to happen. I think, that NDP support is going to jump over to Liberal on the big day, and Mr. Harper will end up with another minority. And I think if that happens on May 2nd, on May 3rd, he should resign.
Okay, those are strong words. Do you think that Harper needs to come out and do something here in the next couple of weeks? He's been playing a lot of defense so far in this campaign, just trying to kind of ride it out almost like a hockey team with a one-goal lead in the third period.
Yeah, and that's not unique. I mean, all incumbents tend to do that because, hey, you're the target. You're the moving target, and people are trying to knock you off your perch. So you have to be cautious. As cautious as he's been, I don't know. You know, you've got a minority government, and, you know, look through history. Pierre Trudeau did it, and Brian Mulroney did it, and John Chrétien did it. To this extent, I can't recall right off the top of my head. All I know is I just don't think that lead he's got right now is going to... I don't even think that lead will be there just leading up to the election. And as I say, I think we're looking at another minority government. And, hey, it'll be 5 years that Harper had the minority government, gave it a good shot. I think he should walk away with his head held high. But obviously, Canadians aren't prepared to give him a majority. So move on. Go make a few million bucks somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, in the conservative back rooms right now, if they're contemplating some sort of big move, knowing what's at stake here, that, you know, Harper's political future, as you just outlined, if he delivers another minority government, it's pretty much all but said and done. So why not, and I don't even know what the answer is here, but make some sort of promise, something that might move the meter a little bit and get them a majority.
I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
What would that be? To say, you know, if they come out and say Stephen Harper, if he gets a minority, will resign, I'm sure he'll get a minority because, you know, he's not the most popular guy in a lot of circles. And anyway, I just don't know what that announcement would be. If I'm them, I just stay the course, and I hope for the other side maybe to blow up a bit, or that NDP support to stick to the NDP. I mean, really, that's his only hope.
Mm-hmm. What'd you make of Ignatieff on the weekend? He had this big rousing speech where he's telling everyone to basically do that, to rise up. Now's your time to rise up. It seemed like he was doing his best Obama impersonation to me.
Yeah, Michael Ignatieff has a big problem, and that's Michael Ignatieff. He's the wrong guy at this time for that party. I really believe that. You know, being a leader of a party, I mean, there's a good portion of that where you have to be an actor. He's just not a very good actor. I don't think Canadians are buying his shtick. And as I say, any increased support he gets is going to be a move from the NDP, where Jack Layton, say what you want about him, is a good leader. He may be full of it and he'd never have a chance at actually being prime minister, but he seems to have his poop together, where Ignatieff doesn't. And I don't think he's resonating with Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that either Ignatieff or Layton are mounting much of a challenge or a charge against Harper, and the polls seem to indicate that. If anything, the Conservatives are kind of blowing up from within a couple of times. We have seen that with a few kind of quote-unquote campaign scandals here in London.
Yep.
We had the students that weren't admitted into the Harper speech. And now we've got kind of bubbling under the surface this week, the Helena Georges story here. Freddie, what do you make of this? This is the MP that got ousted by Harper a few months back, mostly due to, well, not only her indiscretions, but her husband, Raheem Jaffer, who was charged but not convicted on cocaine allegations.
Well, you know, I still don't feel like I have all there is. I don't feel like I have all the information that I need to make a true assessment of that whole situation. On the surface, again, it just looks like mean old Stephen Harper beating up on somebody, and in this case, a vulnerable woman. I can't believe it's that simple. I wish I had more of the information. I can only assume what they know and what hasn't been released, or deeper into the story, it might be valid what happened with Helena. I don't know, Jeff, and I'm not ducking the issue. Just on the surface, it just seems all too simple to me.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting what's going on in that riding right now in Simcoe Gray, because you've got Georges, who's decided to run as an independent against the Conservative. I mean, basically, they stand for the same thing. Helena's campaign promises and politics haven't changed much, and she's even using the Conservative colors on her signs out in that area. So it seems like there's a little bit of spite going on.
Yeah, right on her campaign signs, it says independent Conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the blue colors. And I wouldn't be surprised if she got elected. Again, it all depends on voter turnout. And when everybody sort of gets all the information that's available and weighs it and makes a final decision, you know, that might be a great outlet for somebody who's not really big on Stephen Harper but doesn't want to vote Liberal or NDP. And up in that area, I can see that.
Well, it's also kind of interesting. She's getting the backing of the likes of Peter McKay and Julian Fantino, high-profile conservatives.
Yeah. No, and again, that really doesn't look good for the unity of the party. So, hey, you know, this is an election. As we draw closer, these are the things that, you know, you hope everybody's picking up newspapers and listening to the radio and watching television news debates and to make an intelligent decision at the end of the day. And yeah, all this stuff could come back and bite the conservatives. It's how much weight you put in it. And you look, you know, historically, the sitting government always goes through these things. The opposition always digs stuff up. Mm-hmm. Is this stuff a little more blatant than in the past? Well, that's for the voter to decide.
Well, I guess it certainly is, but I would suggest that without a doubt we're grumbling about little things because there is no big issue, nothing burning here during an election that nobody really wanted.
Well, exactly, and even that issue the other day, and I forget, was it Guelph University where they had that advanced poll, and the rules clearly state that there cannot be any partisan paraphernalia anywhere near the voters' booth. Well, there were. So the conservatives questioned that, and the story is spun that they're trying to prevent students, young people, from voting. Well, that's not the case.
Not the case at all, and really not an election issue, not something that
not an election issue, and the thing is, you know, when you assess it, you go, oh, man, if that's the best you've got to throw at the prime minister, maybe he's doing a great job.
Well, we got 2 weeks of the campaign still to go, so hopefully something, anything will pop up that'll be some substance and issue. Hey, Freddie, thanks as always for your time. We'll see you back here next Monday, bud.
MacArthur, I want you to think about this. I want you to be a future Prime Minister, MacArthur, because you just seem to have the authority and the level-headedness that this country needs.
Well, I thank you for that. We're just going to, you and I will have to huddle up on the spin doctoring about the skeletons in my closet. That's all.
Well, that's what I said. I'll look after the scandals. Don't worry.
Okay. There goes Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.